Pip had one job. Every evening, before the porch light clicked on, she had to carry the red frisbee in from the yard and drop it in the basket by the door. Because a frisbee left out overnight gets soggy and floppy, and nobody, not one single person in the whole house, likes a floppy frisbee. Pip trotted out into the yard, one blue eye and one brown eye scanning the grass. The air smelled like cut clippings and something far off and barbecue-ish. The last light lay long and golden across the lawn, and there, right in the middle, sat the red frisbee, waiting. She snatched it up in one clean snap. Frisbee retrieved, job nearly done. Pip turned toward the porch, and then her nose caught something. Sniff, sniff, sniff. It wasn't barbecue, it wasn't grass, it was something entirely new. Sharp and green and earthy, and a little bit like old rain, and a little bit like, what even is that? And the smell made a trail, looping away toward the garden hedge. Now Pip was an Australian shepherd. Aussies are not built for walking in straight lines. They are built for circling, for gathering, for wide sweeping arcs that bring things together. So Pip did the only thing her legs knew how to do. She followed the trail in a great looping curve across the whole yard, frisbee still clamped firmly in her teeth. Sniff, sniff, sniff. The loop got smaller and smaller. The hedge got closer. The smell got stronger. Sharper now, like damp leaves pressed flat under something heavy. Pip's tail was going so fast, it was practically a helicopter. And there, wedged under the garden gate, was the source of the smell. A hedgehog, small, round, extremely grumpy. She had tried to push through a gap that was almost, but not quite, big enough, and now she was stuck, and she was giving Pip the beadiest, most furious little eye Pip had ever seen in her life. Pip wanted to help, she really did, but her paws were busy being feet. And her mouth was busy holding the frisbee. And hedgehogs have spines. And this was a lot to think about all at once. Sniff, sniff, sniff. Then Pip had an idea. Very slowly, very carefully, she crouched down and slid the frisbee flat along the ground, nudging it gently under the hedgehog's round little belly. Then she tilted, just so, and the hedgehog rocked and wobbled, and popped free with a sound like a cork leaving a bottle. The hedgehog trotted off into the hedge without a single backward glance. No thank you. No nod. Classic hedgehog. But caught in the hinge of the garden gate, left behind like a tiny accidental gift, was a single feather. Striped in every color, red, yellow, green, blue, like a whole rainbow had been folded up very small and tucked into the ironwork. Pip picked up the frisbee. She picked up the feather. She carried them both, very carefully, back across the yard. The porch light had clicked on. The air had gone cool and thin, the way it does right at the end of evening. She dropped both into the basket. Frisbee first, feather beside it. Then she turned three circles on her rug, lay down with a heavy thump, and rested her nose right on the feather. It smelled like damp leaves and old gate iron and something wild and gone now, and the whole wide evening besides.